Once last we broke, the pages were stomaching being back to normal duty, meaning they had to stand at their doors and wait to be utilized at any time that they were not already being required to do something. The retreat is a smaller space than the palace. And so there are people even passing by your doors on a regular basis. Now, there's no way they would know if you were inside your door, if somebody had already called on you to do something. They wouldn't know if you were in the door or if somebody had already called on you to do something. So you could get away with shirking your duty if you choose to, but no guarantees that you would not eventually get caught. And on the day in question, Rosie did do just exactly that. She shirked her duties because she needed to sleep. That was in the morning. She needed to sleep, and she needed to get her patterns back, she said. She basically got away with it, especially because Selena brought her back food from lunch. After lunchtime, she has completed her getting her patterns back and rested her mind and that kind of thing to be able to do that. And you are supposed to be on duty standing outside your doors. That's where we're at. Okay. And there you stand. Correct? Everyone's standing where they're supposed to be standing?
Nope.
You can see each other. Oh, that's right. Dan's in the infirmary.
Dan's right.
Yes. Okay. So you are in the infirmary. You are obviously doing better. What are your points at now? I think you're almost full now.
I have plenty of missing.
Yeah. So you're in pretty good shape hit points wise, but you're still sore. So they're planning on the next day releasing you to go back to normal duty, assuming the princess has not intervened by then, which is what Selena was hoping for. So Selena and Rosie are standing at their doors, and Dan is laying in the infirmary eating orangish jello things. Okay. So while you are standing by the door, you are picked up to go and do dishes. And so Selena and Rosie both are summoned to do dishes. Okay. So you'll spend 3 hours doing dishes. And they just seem to keep coming. There seems to be no end to the amount of dirty dishes that need to be done. You take them off the stack. They are breakable. You take them off the stack, put them in the soapy water, wash them around with a rag on both sides, and you set them in the next big bucket which has clean water in it until it starts to get soapy. And then it gets rinsed in there. You take another one that's pure clean water and gets rinsed, and then Rosie takes it out and towels it off and stacks it. Okay? And you will be doing dishes for just the lunch, between lunch and dinner. That's it. So, do you get any experience from doing dishes? That's the question. You do not. You gain no experience from doing dishes, nor any particular skill. You do get dishpan hands. And you and Rosie and a couple of other pages are tasked with changing out the bucket of water that's getting really soapy a couple of times. And then you bring back clean water and keep washing dishes. So that right there feels like a punishment. You've never done dishes before in your life. And so, yeah, that stinks. Okay? At the end of that time, you go to dinner. Dinner is good, but you find yourself bemoaning the massive use of dishes. You use a lot of dishes for dinner. And you're thinking, somebody's going to have to wash all these dishes. So you do have a newfound respect for all the dishes. So maybe you think, I shouldn't use a lot of dishes, more dishes than I have to. Okay. You were told that after dinner you would not receive free time today to be able to leave or go or whatever, check on Dan, that kind of thing. But that you might have time at the end of that, of a fourth segment of service, to go check on him briefly before going to bed. Okay. Dinner, back to your doors, right? Okay, Rosie is quiet, sullen, doesn't say much on the way back to the doors. As you go to stand there, she does say, I hope they don't call us to do dishes again.
Well, I didn't use more than I was supposed to, I believe.
Still, there's got to be hundreds or thousands of dirty dishes. Okay?
I'm going to use the dishes again now.
They do not call you to do dishes. Instead, something a little more your speed, one of the senior pages comes by and grabs you to go do gardening.
Yes!
And so what they're doing is separating seedlings. So a typical process in gardening is you plant the seeds, a few of them in each hole, and as they sprout up, you take them out of the ground, and if there's like three or four plants there, you part them out several inches apart so they can grow more freely without having their roots intertwined with each other. That's a real thing that people do. And so that's your job. You go as little green plants that are growing up, and you dig them up safely, break the dirt apart, and then make new holes and spread them all out several inches so that they can grow. So you kind of enjoy that one more than doing dishes. However, Rosie, during the same period of time, is tasked with going to work in the laundry.
Why?
She's not washing dishes, but she's washing laundry.
You're always the one washing the laundry.
She does seem to wash laundry a lot.
She's so tired.
And they keep her there, and she will actually wash laundry all the way through bedtime. So you won't see her again unless you bump into her when you go to see Dan. And you're doing gardening, which is 1 to 2. And they only keep you to do gardening through the first part, and then you're supposed to go back to your doorway again, unless you run into somebody along the way that tasks you with something else. As it gets later in the evening, the retreat starts to quiet down. There's less activity, less conversation in the halls, that kind of thing. People are actually probably turning in or resting, where you don't get to rest because you were told during your rest period you would do an extra labor. Okay? So during gardening, did you get experience? You did. You got 1. So you may record 1 experience point. And you also received 1 hour's worth of herbalism. So training toward learning the skill herbalism, which I don't think you have. Yes, that was Caleb obnoxiously forgetting to turn off his ringtone during visiting a fantasy world far away. Okay. All right. And then back to the door. Tired. Rosie does not come back. You keep expecting her to come back any minute, but she doesn't. And you did not get picked off on the way back to the door. However, already tired from a long day's labor, you and several other pages, even though some of them were actually supposed to be receiving recreation, are tasked with going out into the courtyard and unloading cargo. So you have to take stuff off the wagons, and a lot of them are two-man lift, at least for you and somebody else, and then put them in the storage area. And they're rushing because it looks like it's going to rain.
Really?
Do you have predict weather in memory?
That is something I would check.
You got a lot of water, so I'm sure you do.
Detect poison.
Which we used.
That's the only one I haven't used.
Okay, so no.
No, we used that last session for the...
You should have got your spells back anyway this morning.
Oh.
You didn't rotate, so you got the same ones back. Did you have predict weather previously?
We put Tation, Electric Shield, and Mine on the other.
That's it. So no. Yeah, Precipitation, I think. That's the one that makes it rain lightly. So you can make it rain sooner. You could while you're bringing
if
in
it
the
thunderstorms. I swear,
she's
it
running.
Does not look like it's going to storm. Just gonna
if
rain.
If it thunderstorms and they try to make me walk outside, no thanks.
Oh, he's hurrying everybody. Come on, gotta get this in before it rains. I don't want to put it away wet.
Makes it rain.
So you could make it rain now, but then You don't think he's going to stop working. You think he's just going to make everybody have to work in the rain then?
Let's not do
that. Okay.
I said it's karma on him.
Yep. Well, you too. You'd be working in the rain. If you get any experience points for working cargo, you do. You get one experience for bringing in cargo and 1 hour of training toward bodybuilding.
Which I already have. But you don't. Actually, don't you? Doesn't she have bodybuilding too?
I think she has bodybuilding, not bodybuilding too. Does Selena have bodybuilding?
This is the wrong size.
Do you have a percentile on one of your stats?
Yes, I body build STR 1.
Okay, so you have bodybuilding 1 per strength. Or is that 1 hour of training?
STR 1.
Yeah, so you have an hour of training toward you don't actually have the skill. So now you have 2 hours of training. Yeah, 1 hour down there. That we saw it on the very bottom? Yeah, so you just add an hour down there. It takes 40 hours to actually get the skill. But you'd get it for free. You wouldn't have to pay a slot for it, but you're not there, obviously. Make it a 2 instead of 1. That's all you do. Okay. After they get the cargo added in, they do kind of have a celebration. I was like, yeah, that was awesome. We did it. We got it in. It hasn't rained yet. Like
this. Make it rain. Okay. Make it rain.
And then you're released. So you still have about a half an hour of your recreation time left. And then about a half an hour before you have to go to bed. So you've got an hour to go find Dan and visit with him if you choose.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if Rosie has similar luck. So she does get done with her doing the laundry. She's not going to go see Dan. She's going to bed.
So
she figures she'll see him tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so you pick your way through the halls of the retreat. Before you actually arrive there, there is one thing that happens to you while you're like staying in the infirmary. So the nurse comes over. She's probably in her mid to late teens, has a short blonde haircut, and she has a white band that holds her hair back, and she's dressed in kind of a white gown. She's a healer, basically. She's tending your wounds and she's telling you how well you're doing, and she says, you need to get up and walk. Just keep moving. Get your... Before tomorrow, you have to go back to work. It's going to be hard if you don't.
Okay. I get up.
And so she suggests that. And then she sits at a little desk, and then from that point on, you basically walk the aisle down past all the beds to her desk, and then turn around and walk back down the aisle to the other one, and there's an empty desk down there. And then you turn around and walk back down to her desk. And so probably about 2 out of 3 times that you walk toward her, she's working on papers and stuff on the desk. About 2 out of 3 times that you walk toward her, she looks up and you're coming toward her and she looks up. It's not unnerving or anything. It's just interesting that she keeps looking up. Like, she knows you're walking, but every time you walk toward her, she looks up for 2 out of 3 times.
Fine.
Okay. And then you are actually visited by when you initially see him, he might be a knight. Looks like he's in his mid to late 30s. He's very physical, muscular. And he's wearing chainmail armor, but it doesn't look like it's fitted for combat. It's more fitting on him loosely, like he's just wearing it casually. And he does carry a longsword, which is also kind of strange to be carrying that inside the keep. And he has a red braided, it has 2 strands of the same color red, and then there's an off-color red that's really deep, almost like crimson, like a blood color. Braided headband that he wears, and he has black hair and black mustache, black beard. And you're walking down the aisle, you walk toward her, and then that was one of the times she didn't look at you, and then you turn back and you're walking back the other way, and he comes in from the other door. So then he's walking towards you, and he says, you must be Dan.
Yeah, I am.
I am Sir Shell. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you too.
I came looking for you.
Okay.
rumor has it you've had some experience that may be beyond what a page normally has access to. Is that correct?
Yes.
So I have a squire. They call him Manny. And I'd like to teach the lad a lesson. Because you are technically below his station, it should be easy enough for me to arrange. I'd like for you to spar with him on the morrow. Will you be up to it by then? I see you're up walking around.
Yeah.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095. Manny has been a bit arrogant, kind of boisterous amongst my other squires recently.
Okay.
I could easily match him with another squire or a knight, but that wouldn't be much of a comeuppance because he would expect that they would be a challenge. My thought is, if you spar with him and defeat him on points, then that should give him a more realistic estimate of what he is capable of. It'll be long swords and shield. You use the long sword?
No. I use short swords.
Ah, well, that might even be better if you use a short sword and we let him use a long sword. If you can still beat him on points, then that will prove even more that you are his equal. Or that he is not as good as he claims.
Are we using real weapons?
Yes, but it will not be. You will fight subdual damage. So, in other words, you will not hit him with the sharp blade or point of your sword, nor will he you. No chance, almost no chance of killing each other that way.
Okay.
I say almost because I have seen it happen once, but it was an accident. You're familiar with what he talks about. Basically, you like hit each other with the flat of the blade or in such a way to not penetrate armor. It still causes fatigue, and it will cause hit points, but it's not nearly like somebody will pass out before they take more than a quarter of their hit points. Or go into negatives, anyway, before they take more than a quarter. So how many hit points do you have? 30?
31.
Yeah, so basically if you at most, you would take 8 hit points worth of damage.
At most?
Yeah.
Oh.
Before you go into negatives. And then that would stop the fight. He would win if that happened.
Or it's not going to happen.
It might.
Hopefully.
He sounds like he thinks a lot of himself anyway, so. All right. So Serchel puts his hand on your shoulder and he says, I will make the arrangements. Meet me at the practice field tomorrow morning at 8.
Okay.
And then as he turns around to leave, and you've been standing in the middle of the room talking, as he turns around to leave, Selena is coming in through the same door that he came in through, and he tips his head to you slightly in kind of a acknowledgement. But he doesn't say anything.
I just give a light tip back.
Okay. All right. And then you see Dan standing in the middle of the aisleway there. So he's obviously up out of bed. And he looks pretty good. There's a slight discoloration on his neck still. But all in all, he looks normal. Other than that.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Up and feeling better already?
Yes, I just got challenged for tomorrow morning, and I just got challenged for tomorrow morning to spar with someone.
Spar with?
A squire.
Okay. So squire has challenged you?
Well, actually, he didn't challenge me. The person who just left says he's gonna... It's like a punishment that he wants to do for one of his squires.
Okay. Well, it seems he thinks highly of you.
Maybe. Or, I don't know. He also mentions that I got into something that a normal college age wouldn't.
Which,
that's happened a lot.
That's not much of an overstatement at all.
I fought ghouls, we fought spiders, and...
Okay, can we not say this out loud? There's people around.
Showing her something.
As I was saying, there's people around, I turned my head towards her.
You're facing her.
I look at her.
Yeah, we'll be fine. But I should be up and I should be out of here tomorrow morning. Or maybe I could leave earlier because I have to still go meet him at 8.
Well, you're going to be on a normal page's schedule, probably. Assumingly the princess does not make her consent if she has one.
Well, what do you mean? We got punished for something?
Yes, we have. You were not home.
No, I knew we got punished, but I didn't know we were on a normal schedule.
It's a little worse than a normal schedule because you're not able to do recreation.
We have no recreation.
Oh. Let's hope the princess can change it.
She can change it, that's for sure. It depends on whether she wants to change it. And if she does, hopefully it's better and all.
How did the princess know?
Everybody in the palace thought so.
I'm saying someone wrote a note to her or something. I'm assuming that's how.
Whatever they need to do, that's not something I would know. Messenger note, something like that.
Okay. Well, I will see you tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Maybe you could. Come watch the spar if they'll let you.
If they're allowing it, I may try. But also, I'm not on a normal schedule either. At the moment.
Wait, if we have no free time, then how did you end up coming here?
We have very little amount to. Recreation.
It's not really recreation. You have a half an hour to get ready for bed. Then you had an extra half an hour because you guys got the cargo put away.
This is my reward for getting cargo put away, and it's biting up getting ready for bed, but I don't care.
You hear what sounds like about 4 or 5, maybe knights or squires, whatever, walk by in the hallway, and they're kind of like talking to each other. You can hear conversation, but you can't really make out what's said. And one guy laughs, kind of. Somebody must have told a joke. Life is going on outside the infirmary. You are the only patient, though, in this ward out of 16 beds. And you have one nurse.
See, I told you there's not a lot of people in here.
It's just someone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Visiting time is ending. You need to get to bed.
Oh, okay. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I gotta get ready for bed too. So, bye. See ya.
Bye.
Okay. And the whole time you were there, Rosie did not show up. The nurse does get up, and she actually like turns your covers back, and she takes your dishes away, and stuff like that. And then she's gonna check your bandages before you actually go to sleep for the night. But there really isn't much, and mostly she takes the bandages off now. So the only remaining effect you have is there's a dark area where one of the poisons like discolored your skin and your neck, and she says that it's probably going to be there for at least a few days until the skin regrows.
Probably fine.
It's kind of intimidating. I don't know if that helps you in any way, she says.
Like,
people might be scared to see that you have a something like that. I don't know.
All I know is I gotta get ready for something tomorrow morning.
I heard all about it. It's not uncommon, actually, for a recovering knight to be challenged like that. Of course, you're not a knight, technically, right?
No, I want to be. I'm training to be one.
I can't say I agree with the idea of being a knight. She's talking to you from over by her desk. But at the same time, this might be a road that you could get there.
There will be others watching, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, do well, and maybe you'll get swatted.
Yeah. No, for sure, sooner or later. I hope my parents can come here so I can go with them.
Have you fought many men one-on-one with swords?
No.
No? Well, I haven't myself.
I fought a man with a cane. I fought a man with a cane at an orphanage.
Seems like there's quite a lot of that goes on. Personal challenges and stuff, and you can really easily get in trouble picking a fight with somebody too big for you.
Yeah.
But since they're not fighting to the death.
No. All I can say is I fought a man with a cane.
He had a cane? Sounds kind of old. Was he old?
Yeah. I also fought, this might sound a little weird, but I fought ghouls to save a little young girl.
Oh, yeah. Ghouls are scary.
Bailey, yeah. Bailey's an old man.
Yeah, they were pretty scary. I got paralyzed 5 times during that one fight.
That's not very successful.
It was dark, and we couldn't see him. It was dark, I couldn't see him.
Don't elves see in the dark?
Yes, but we only see heat signatures.
Ghouls don't have a heat signature?
No, we think they might have been, they're undead.
Oh, yeah, ghouls are undead. That's
I knew that. I didn't realize they didn't have a heat signature. Well, that's very interesting. That makes ghouls really scary for elves.
Yeah.
So then you fighting elves and surviving, even though you got paralyzed several times, is actually kind of the stuff legends are made of. I have a cousin who's a bard. I could pass him the story. Maybe he would tell a story about you or something, add to your fame. Are you trying to be famous? It's easier to be a knight if you're famous, right?
No, I don't want to be famous, but we also had to fight 2 men. Me and a group of friends had to fight 2 guys because I got kidnapped a few weeks ago, months ago.
Weeks.
And my trainer, this is when I was still at the palace, they're not here, and I was heading out to the marketplace, and they suggest, and then we had a stand out by a door, and 2 men just tried to escape, so we had to go out there and fight them, and we won. Then me and 2 other guys, we ran in to a burning building to save a few people that were kidnapped, and then the girls followed right after.
Uh-huh.
And then we ended up having to take down one of the people who kidnapped me. We had to take them down. And so we succeeded. Then we had to move in.
You have experienced some things that the average squire or average page does not.
Mm-hmm. And then I just fought spiders, which is why I'm in here now.
Right. Huh. Well.
Oh, and a bar fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. If it doesn't go well, or even if it does, because I'm sure you'll get some bruises and scratches and stuff.
You're welcome to use the services of the infirmary tomorrow. I guess most real challenges are to the death.
Yeah.
This is just sparring, right?
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be as bad. All right. Well, I'm going to turn down the lights. You better get some sleep.
Okay.
Okay. I'm checking to see if on the way back you get accosted to take a message or anything. No. So halls are pretty quiet. You do hear an owl outside the window. And you're back to your room.
You change into your bedclothes and lay down, right?
Yep.
If you were going to try to hit the sparring, theoretically, is before you would have to do breakfast. So it depends on how long it takes. If it takes too long.
I'm going to try to change my spells.
Oh, you're going to try to rotate your spells? I mean, you only need to sleep 4 hours to do that, right? Do you get third level spells or only second?
I think she has one or two thirds.
What level are you? Third level?
Yeah.
I think you only need a second.
Yeah.
So you only need 4 hours of sleep, and then you need 15 minutes per level of the spell. So if you get four first levels, that's an hour. One, two, three, four. Yes, so that's an hour. And then your second level spells would be an hour and a half. So you would need 2.5 hours of meditation plus 4 hours of sleep, which you could easily get. Because it's only 9 o'clock now, so that would only put you to 5 a.m.
Oh, this is what I would do then.
Okay. All right. Well, you weren't hurt, were you? You haven't lost any hit points, have you?
Oh, I'm pretty sure you got them all back.
Yeah, I'm at 4, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, aren't you? You're at full because you healed.
Okay. I'm at 15, so I'm pretty sure that's full.
Okay. So, rotating spells. Erasing your spells that you had previously.
Thank you, but I don't have another rifle. That's it. Kind of just took its face off.
Is that not working? Wake up in the middle of the night. You can hear sounds of crickets outside, and even though it is the middle of the night, you can hear the occasional sounds of passage and people talking and stuff. But the retreat is not like dead.
Quiet. Never sleeps. The palace that never sleeps.
Well, there's probably nightbirds. I'll just make you grab up.
French fries, and then I'm going to make burritos. But they aren't going in the microwave, so they had to wait until 4 hours.
I was going to try to wake up earlier in the morning and, like, see if I'm a lot, if try to swing my sword around, see if I can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Get my arm used to it again, and hold my shield also in my hand.
Okay, are you going to go out, like, to the sparring field, or just try to find somewhere away from everything to do that, or what?
I'll go out to the sparring field.
Now she's asleep? The nurse?
No, yes. She'll be up. Well, yes, there'll be somebody else on duty, actually, but there will be a nurse awake at that time.
Try to get up and go to the sparring field.
When you get up and get yourself ready and stuff, she says, I'll process the paperwork. Once you leave here, you're done. You don't have to come back. According to Sally, everything is all healed up.
Okay. Then I grab all my stuff and my head out. Okay,
four first seconds.
Something that I was going to do. I didn't know if there was going to be another person, so I got up and went to go into the sparring field. I see that. I don't think it'd be safe to come wake you up. Won't let you sleep. I don't want to get in trouble.
I think she was going to try to be there anyway.
Well, it's up to you if you wake me up. I can tell you what to do.
I woke up a little bit later, earlier, so I can head to the sparring field.
What time is it?
Between 7 and 8. There's no clocks, so you don't have access to a clock, so it's early, pre-dawn.
I walk over to her door.
Okay. You would be done by meditating by the time he comes, so I'm just finishing up the list.
I walk up and I just peek out. Oh, damn.
Hi.
I open the door to let you in.
I'm heading to the sparring field if you want to come with me.
Sure, just give me 1 second to get changed and whatever.
Okay. While she does that, I walk over to Rosie's door too.
Okay.
If she's not up.
Who is it?
It's me, Dan.
Dude, it's early.
I know. I'm okay. Going to the sparring field. If you want to come. I got challenged to spar somebody.
You're going to fight?
We're not going to actually fight to the death. We're just going to spar and hit each other with the flat sides.
Oh. So,
I feel like it was deep cuts.
Well, I guess I'll come root for you.
Okay. I'm heading down there now. Heading down there a little earlier and get some sword swinging. And it's been a while since I swung this one.
Okay. Well, I'll be there in a little bit.
It starts at 8.
Okay.
And by that time, I walk out of my door with my back on and whatever.
Okay.
Because my door behind me.
And then I head down there.
And I follow you.
Casually run to the shark, you.
Okay, so if Dan goes to the field, you find it pretty easy to find Mira and just kind of practice. There are a couple of people that are there that do get out early and they are sparring. But you think it would be unwise to spar with anyone previous to your sparring because it would make it less likely for you to win?
Yeah.
Because you'll be down to. And then, so Selena goes down there as well. Are you doing anything in particular while you're waiting? You've got probably half an hour to kill before the actual sparring. Ariana?
I thought she was going to come down there and help me.
Paige, what did you say?
I'm asking you if you're doing anything in the half an hour or so while you're waiting.
You could train with your staff, too.
I'll probably just hang out with my staff and pretty much keep an eye on Dan. Make sure he's okay.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so you see him, he's just basically practicing going through the forms and stuff, blocks and parries, high and low.
Everything I know.
He's shifting around, he shifts around his armor quite a bit because he's still kind of learning how to wear it. And then gets close to 8 o'clock and Sir Shell comes and finds you. He says, true to your word, I see.
Yep.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Alright.
Bit nervous, but ready.
He will be down here in about 15 minutes. He's already been informed.
I'm not standing too far away from Dan.
Okay.
But I'm not far enough for my staff.
Alright. He says, I got some horse business to take care of. I'll be right back.
All right.
Make sure you drink plenty of water.
Yep.
Yep. Fast forward to Manny, the squire, comes, and he's got three or four other guys around him, and they're laughing and joking and stuff. And he's definitely the biggest of the what turns out to be five squires. And they're all three of the five belong to Sir Shell, and two others belong to another knight. And then they just got all kind of like melt away and stand off to the side. And Manny steps out into the kind of clearance area where Dan is practicing at. And Sir Shell, you don't because you're practicing, but you see Selena sees him kind of hurry back over when he sees the two of them are facing off with each other.
Back over there.
To where Dan and you are. Dan stay there and was practicing. You stay there were watching, waiting, practicing, whatever. Now the guy that he's supposed to spar with has showed up, but the knight had gone away, and now he comes back. Okay? And he basically slugs over because he is wearing his plate mail. And he says, Manny, this is Dan. He's a palace page, but he's fairly experienced for pages. So I wouldn't underestimate him. And Manny goes, huh, sure, I won't.
Okay. I don't know about that. Right. You know? I just brought that out of my blood.
Okay. So Manny has a shield and a long sword, and he's wearing chainmail armor. He doesn't have plate, or you're wearing your banded, right?
Yeah.
The new banded that you got? Okay.
That I randomly showed up with.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh wait, it's not even on there.
So Sir Shell spreads the word, and pretty soon there's a crowd of about 40 squires and pages that are gathered around to watch the two of you spar.
And I'm in one of the front ones.
Yep.
She can get down here early so she can get in the front.
Okay. Alright, switch the music.
Is Rosie here?
Yes.
Is she next to me?
Sure. She showed up late, just in time, basically, and then she's standing next to you in the crowd. She says, he's kind of big.
I've heard three loads of his attitude, and I don't expect Dan to have a problem with him.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's not boring.
We'll see.
There's a guy standing in the crowd next to you. He says, you know Dan?
I do. Best friend.
That's a first.
Interested in placing a bet? I got one gold, says he goes down in less than 4 minutes.
Hi.
Okay. And you show it to him. He says, all right, just hold your money. We'll see who wins.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
He says, I'll go down in 4 minutes.
Okay.
I'm getting all my dice ready.
So both men draw their swords and face off. Manny's kind of squarish jaw, and he's clean shaven, and he's got a bowl cut. Hair sticks down straight in the front above his eyebrows, which are kind of bushy. He takes a full helm and he puts it on his head.
He's the best enemy.
Short sword damage, d20 to hit, initiative. That should be it.
I
won't need something else now.
I just leave him out just because.
Yeah, I never know.
And he has a long sword and I have a short sword.
Yeah. Correct. Which means he's going to have more damage potential, probably.
Even though I'm smaller, I can just sweep his legs.
Yeah, you do have a shield parry each round. So hopefully that will help a little bit. But theoretically, so does he if he's a cavalier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so the two men step up and kind of square off. And Shell describes rules. He says, it's non-lethal damage only. Don't kill each other. If you draw blood, the fight ends, no victor. So be aware. If you sag to one knee or otherwise cannot continue the fight without risking your health, you lose. Score 3 solid hits on the torso or head of your opponent, and you win.
Okay.
And he holds his hand up and he goes, "On my mark." He looks at the crowd and everybody's kind of like edging forward slightly. So their circle's only about like 15, 20 feet in diameter. So you're not going to be able to wander a lot. And he goes, "Begin."
Take steps back.
Roll initiative.
6.
Come on down.
Do you get a dex bonus?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. So you have initiative. As the two of you step forward, he brings his shield up in front of him. He does have a long sword. His sword is a good 10 inches to a foot longer than yours. He did look fairly stocky build. He looks pretty solid. And he's got a big, broad neck. So you think he's going to be pretty strong.
So I can't hit his legs?
I mean, you can. But it's called non-lethal damage. You just declare you're doing non-lethal damage. All right? And you have initiative, so you go first. You may roll to hit. D20. That will definitely miss, okay? So he steps up, and he swings, and it's kind of like clang, clang, and he's looking for an opening. And then you see that the man, he kind of extends his shield up kind of high, and Dan tries to go under his shield. And as he does so, Manny tries to come down. Well, Manny misses blocking with the shield, and at the same time, he's twisting his body aside. And the sword comes through, misses the shield, and misses Manny. And then he spins around and faces back in the direction of Manny as Manny advances on him. Clang, clang, back and forth. Combat noises, sorry.
Come on, Dan. You got it. You better not.
I can't even hear you.
I know.
I probably. I feel like screaming.
That wouldn't even be loud enough, probably.
Actually, probably would. Just like, ah!
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
I've already done that.
Switch to combat background.
Bring those together. Yeah, there you go.
Not too bad. Let's see what this one sounds like. Okay. Combat ensues. Right? And you both attacked for the... No, he's attacking you now. That's right. So, okay. He missed. So basically you put your shield up and it clangs one more time on your shield. And the two of you continue to kind of rotate around each other, looking for openings. When he misses that time, the guy that you're betting goes, oh. Okay, initiative.
When Manny misses or Dan misses?
6
Manny.
Again.
Okay, you have initiative. Go ahead.
That's
going to miss. Okay. So this time he manages to shield parry your blow. Clangs off the metal. Okay. And then he swings back. And he misses again. Okay. So they've been going for almost 2 minutes now, and they haven't really harmed each other.
I'm too sorry for you.
Okay. Initiative.
Oh, 3.
So you still have initiative.
Let's go.
Okay.
Why is there a monster growling?
It's just background music combat.
I hit, so I swing and I'm gonna.
Okay. And go ahead.
Oh, 17.
Okay, that'll hit. Alright, so damage is D6 plus any strength or magic of your weapon or anything.
Yes, I am using a magic special. It's plus 0 plus 2.
That's a 2 to damage. That's not actually magical, that's well crafted.
6.
6 plus 2 is 8. What about your strength? Anything on strength? What does it take?
Strength of 15.
So no. Okay.
Is it a 9 effect?
It's because that's the percentile. It's building up further
than that. If somebody gets a nosebleed, does that count for undead?
Yes. All right. So you do 8 points of damage, 2 of which are real. So he basically hits him on the thigh. It's not a clean hit to the body, but it is a solid hit.
Dan or Manny?
Manny. You keep his hold.
I hit Manny.
Okay. All right. And then... They continue to trade blows and whatnot back and forth.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking.
Manny finds an opening and attempts to strike Dan toward the leg. Dan tries to shield parry and does. So now it's been almost 3 minutes they've been fighting.
And I go.
It looks like your money's good. Okay, initiative.
What?
Okay, he has initiative. You're trying to shield parry. And he missed. Your turn. Apparently their armor is too good for each other.
18.
That hits again. Roll a d6.
5.
6, 7.
Too bad on some days. Yep. Too good on other days.
So Manny takes a swipe at Dan and then gets kind of turned to the side, and Dan hits him on the back below his arm. So it hits him on the side on the back. And so you scored a point on his body and also did 7 points of damage, of which 2 are real. Okay?
The other.
And that's 4 other. Minutes. And the guy hands you the gold piece. I don't have it. So initiative.
Okay.
You're the one who left your game bag at home. Okay. Okay, he has initiative. Anyway, and he strikes at you. And he misses. Boy, I'm not rolling not rolling hot on the dice.
Oh, it's good. Alright, I wanna hit now.
Yep.
20.
Nice, okay. So he leans in to slash at Dan, and Dan pins his shield up out away from him, or pins his sword up out away from himself, and then he brings his sword up, short sword, comes up, and it glances off Manny's shield and then hits him on the side of the head.
Ooh.
You guys have a helm on, mind you.
That's 2 points.
So you get 8 points of damage, two of which are real, and so he's now scored 2 points on him, and there's a lot of, like, The crowd's like, ooh, that's really something.
I'm a college page.
Who's the score?
I'm the shooter score.
And then I turn to Rosie and I say, I told you his attitude was too much for him.
I roll a 4.
Several people in the crowd around you laugh. Okay. He has an issue. He strikes at you and misses.
Why? Come on, I can fight that. 10.
And you missed as well.
Oh.
They miss each other.
Hey, I hit him twice. He didn't hit me once.
You look, you see where Shell is at, and you see that he's standing on the edge of the circle, and he has his arms crossed, and he's nodding like something is good.
That is good.
He missed. He beat you on initiative. He strikes at you, and he missed.
I have 20.
There you go. Okay, damage.
3.
3 plus 2 is 5. So that's your 4th actual hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 8, 7, 6, 15, 21, 5, 22. Okay. All right. And so he hits him square on the body again. And as he does so, Manny sags to one knee on the ground. And he right away tries to get back up. And he's stumped. He, like, his knee bends and he falls back down on the ground. He puts one hand down to steady himself. At which point in time, Shell steps in. As you are, you're still fighting him as he falls, and you have to roll a d20, roll a dex check to basically halt and make sure you don't hit him while he's down. Because it's like they're wailing on each other. It's not like you hit him and step back to see what happened. They're hitting each other constantly. Okay? At which point in time, you see Dan brings the torso down toward him, and he stops it abruptly about a foot away from Manny. And Manny looks up through the slit of his full helm, and you hear him kind of let out a heavy exhale.
He thought it was gonna hit him.
And it gets quiet. Okay. All the crowd around is quiet. And Sir Shell steps in, and he motions to a couple of the other squires, and they come and they pick Danny up and carry him off. Basically, not carry him, but I mean, like, on their shoulders. His feet are moving on the ground at the same time. And then he says to you, well done. Point proven. And you hear, like, a lot of, like, in the crowd. And then the crowd begins to disperse. And Sir Shell says, keep training with your blade. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Okay.
I stay behind to talk to Dan.
Okay, and Ralph and Kendra and Royale all come out, and they're, like, patting you on the back. Like, good job, good job. That's really something.
I'm surprised he actually never hit me. I thought he would at least have hit me once.
Royale punches you in the splint mail, and he goes, pretty good armor.
Yeah.
I pull out the gold piece from my pouch, and I hand it to him, and I say, this is yours.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's the only one by the one who really makes someone.
Ari, I'm gonna go grab fire. Okay. Thanks.
Low on time, I need to focus. Okay. So, as I said, the crowd's dispersing, people are kind of talking with each other, whatever, and in the distance you hear the breakfast bell ringing. And Royale looks up, and Ralph looks up, and they're like, breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay. You're pretty sweaty from the fight. It's about 60 degrees outside, but in splint mail, that makes it like 90 degrees. And so at some point in time, you think you'd like to get cleaned up before you have to go about doing your chores. Plus, you don't think you want to use your splint mail all day long while you're doing your chores.
Or probably put it away. Change all the doors just blew open.
So you could hurry back to your room, change, put your armor back on the armor dummy, and then go get breakfast. Mm-hmm. You won't have time to fully wash, but you can do that.
I'll go there.
All right. Checking to see if you get nabbed along the way. You do not.
Good.
The pages head to breakfast. Dan's going back to his room first to get changed. Along the way, Ralph and Kendra are talking about that was a pretty impressive showing, and it just goes to show pages are made of better metal than what we get credit for. And Ralph's like, he really has come a long way, and blah, 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 and that kind of thing. Okay. And then you go to breakfast. Yeah, you eat a hearty breakfast, trying not to use too many dishes because yesterday's traumatic dishwashing incident. And then Dan joins you about halfway through breakfast, and he looks better. He's got normal clothes on again, and he still looks like the area under, like behind his ears, under his hair and stuff is still dark from being sweaty.
My shorts were on, it's
the sweaty.
Okay.
The one I originally first got.
Well, you're not actually supposed to carry it while you're paging anyway. So.
Oh, well, I have my knife with me anyways.
Okay, and so a good breakfast, fun with your friends, talking, that kind of thing. And they're talking about going to market tonight during recreation, but as far as you guys know, you will not be able to do that because you have to work. And Kendra expresses her sorrow that you guys will be stuck working when everybody else is off.
I want some marketplace.
Ralph says, oh man, you know, I hate that for you, but not enough to stay with you, so... If you guys want anything from the market, just let us know. Okay. And then breakfast is over, and everybody, including Ralph and Kendra and Royale, all of them are headed back to stand their doors. And wait, you're doing the same. Okay.
I want to go back. Yeah, I know.
And Selena gets tasked with going to the laundry. More laundry. And you will be there.
Not lousy.
You will be there just until lunch. And you get one experience point. And you get 1 hour of doing laundry. Which you should probably have three of. Because I don't think we would keep track of that. Let's see. Oh yeah, you do. You have it down here. So you're gonna put you
there once. Surprising.
Okay. And Dan
go to bed.
Also goes to the laundry. So you're doing laundry as well, so you get one experience point for doing laundry.
Yeah, so we get... I'm going to do the laundry right next to him.
Okay.
And we chat when we do it.
He's a hearty lad and good at doing laundry, and as you leave to go to lunch, they tell you to come back to help with the laundry after lunch. So you'll be doing laundry for another day part, so you get another one. So add 2 hours of laundry to your training and take 2 experience points total.
I'm going to put 3 laundry.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know how to do our own laundry when we leave the house.
Yep.
Especially Rosie.
Yep. Okay. And I didn't find out what she's doing. Laundry? Nope, not laundry.
Nice. I'm at 5,859
XP. Oh, okay. So Rosie is doing tapestries.
Oh.
So where they beat the tapestries with, and clean them and move them around and stuff like that.
You've done that.
Yep. So she's doing tapestries.
That would be so thin. Why would I
and she does get an experience point. And she gets an hour of heraldry.
I gave you her character sheets. You should have it.
Oh, it's probably in here, actually. Yep. There it is. This is the new one, right? She had to make a new one.
Well, no, I gave her the original one. Oh, I know, yeah. You had to make a new one.
Well, not any of those. So. All right, anyway. I'll get it. I'm not too worried about it right now. Probably in the office. We're about out of time. Okay, so she's learning about heraldry and doing tapestries until lunch, and then all three of you are together again at lunch. And then after lunch, you have to go back to do laundry, and the two of you go back theoretically to your door, and neither of you is nabbed along the way. And we're pretty deep in the list. Let's see. Oh, okay. Selena is working in the Falcon Coops. So you're working with the Falcons. Falcon. Cleaning them out, and you transfer the Falcon to another cage and clean its cage all out and then bring it back. But you don't have to speak with animals today, do you?
I want a Falcon.
I have.
And you gain experience.
Participation, Entangle, Electric Shield, Minor Healed.
What nature give you?
Slow Poison, Absorbent, and Stone Drift. I love Stone Drift.
Obscurement.
Does that mean we're probably going to do another
fight? So you got
fight?
One. Sounds like it, doesn't it? You got one experience point from working with the Falcons.
Because nature gives you
one. And you get an hour in falconry and an hour in animal handling.
Because I know what nature gives you, I suppose.
If I could talk to them, then I could get them something they wanted.
I was using it.
So you owe Dan a gold.
We can do that later.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll just keep track of it.
Yep, that's fine. Okay.
Here, I'll put
and
this
and then that takes you through dinner. And Dan's doing laundry. Rosie, we don't know. So Rosie is moving cargo.
Nice. Did it rain last night?
It did. Yep. Okay. And then that gets her through dinner. And then after dinner, the other pages are all getting recreation, and you guys are all working again. And so Selena is doing rugs. So you're moving rugs and cleaning rugs and beating rugs and so on. And you get no experience points from it. But you do get an hour of training in weaving.
Oh, yeah. I'm blind inside.
Okay. And Dan is...
What? Sleeping.
Cleaning tables.
Okay.
That's a lot better than laundry.
Is it?
Yeah.
You get one experience point from it, and you get an hour of training in heraldry.
How is that a lot better than laundry?
Because laundry is very physical, and it makes your hands all yucky.
I gotta go train with the horse again, so I can get more horsemanship.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta go see our dogs, see when they're gonna be ready, see how they're doing, see what tricks they know.
Probably hasn't even entered into your minds. Been busy. Okay? And that takes you through the recreation period. Oh, Rosie was...
How much hours?
One.
But it entered into my mind.
Rosie was cleaning tables with Dan.
Oh, nice. Experience, I'm at 160.
Rosie got one experience point from cleaning tables. Okay. And then you go to bed. And you're tired. And it's now been a full day, almost 2 days, since the proclamation came down that you were on punishment duty, basically, and nothing from the princess.
Yet. Okay. We know it's going to happen probably soon. Or I don't, you do.
Okay. The following morning, so this is one from today's session, you've been through an entire 24 hours, okay? So the following morning, you receive a message, okay? And the message is to meet
the princess, probably, or someone.
Senior page Joel Falcon in the cafeteria, basically, the place where all the tables and chairs are.
Well,
okay.
I'm away there.
And it's both of you.
What about Rosie?
Nope.
On the way there.
Okay. All right. So when you get there, he's not alone. You see him. He's blonde hair, short hair, kind of a largish nose, blue eyes, and wearing a page's uniform. And then there's another man who's with him who's a little older than him, maybe like 3 years older than him. And he has dark hair, shoulder length, and it's in a ponytail behind his head. And he's wearing light chain armor and has a short sword on his hip. Okay? And Joel, you've met before. You worked with him in the falconry, and you've seen him around. And he first addresses the two of you. He says, thank you for coming, Selena, Dan.
Yes.
This is my cousin, John. You may have met him before. I don't know. He looks vaguely familiar to you. You think you worked with him in the falconry in the capital like 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever, when you were there. Okay. But you wouldn't have known his name for sure. Anyway, so I have a different assignment for the two of you.
Okay.
So for one, there is discussion of my being promoted to a squire to serve alongside John, my cousin. And I need to train somebody to be the senior page in charge of falconry here in the retreat. And if they get moved back to the palace, then there. So you'll go where the falcons go. And I inquired of the princess through proper channels, of course. And she suggested that you, Selena, might be a possible replacement for me. Would you consider becoming a trainee to be the senior page in charge of falconry?
Yes.
Very good. Beginning tomorrow, actually beginning this evening after dinner, that way I can get you started early, you will report to the falconry for all of your labor periods. And I'm also to deliver the message to you that beginning tomorrow, not today, but beginning tomorrow, you will be free for your recreation period again. So you only have to work 3 day parts, all of which will be in the falconry for, until further notice. Okay? There has been a request by Sir Shell for you to report for training to possibly become a squire.
So a bus guy become squires?
You'd be a senior page, he'd be a squire. So you'd be in charge of the other pages, basically.
Hey.
He's a squire, which is a step to becoming a knight. Okay. He says, you've met Sir Shell, I understand. I heard all about the sparring thing that you helped him with yesterday.
Yes.
So, assuming you are amenable to this request, you will report tomorrow morning to Sir Shell.
Okay.
You will report to Sir Shell for the foreseeable future for your breakfast and afternoon shifts. Your evening shifts, you will serve as you have been as a page. And your recreation will be free effective tomorrow.
Okay. Have you heard anything with Rosie?
No.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it. Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad to be able to deliver this good news to you. And if I can get you trained, then I think I'll be moving up to be a squire myself.
And I will come visit you every once in a while.
A squire as a knight?
Yes, to become a knight.
As a squire, do I have to stay in a certain spot the whole time?
I'm not gonna, like, walk around.
You will be trained for both of the first two work periods, so roughly 6 to 8 hours a day you'll be receiving training as a knight.
Okay.
You'll do anything he tells you to do. If he wants you to carry stuff, you carry stuff. If you take care of armor, you take care of armor. Feed the horses, feed the horses. There will be tasks.
I know.
You won't always be training with your weaponry. You couldn't even if you wanted to. It'll be exhausting. That's Joel's explaining that to you. So you will report to Sir Shell, and if you impress him, I'm told he will make you a squire and put you on your road to becoming a knight errant.
Okay. I was just wondering if, like, I do become a squire, am I allowed to walk around the palace, or do I still have to stay at a certain, like, the...
That will be up to him. You will be directly responsible to him.
Right.
Whatever he tells you to do, that's what you do.
Okay.
My understanding is it's a little bit like being a slave, but not much more than being a page is like being a slave. So I will train you what your new freedoms and responsibilities are as a senior page beginning this evening. Tomorrow morning, you report to Sir Shell, and he'll take care of explaining how it all works.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, back to work then.
Okay.
Okay, and he heads off. All right, so we're going to stop there because it is time.
Well, that's not really a cliffhanger, so...
No, definitely not a cliffhanger.
I wonder
don't
if,
always have a cliffhanger.
I wonder if Rosie's going to get her...
So next session, the pages will learn what it means to be a senior page, in Selena's case, and to be a
squire
in Dan's case.
I hope Rosie
you are not
gets...
officially being named either of those things yet. You have to demonstrate your ability and get trained first.
I want Rosie to have recreation.
Senior page. Exactly. I'm in charge of someone.
Exactly. So just like you sometimes get called to the falconry to help, you could theoretically call any page to the falconry to help.
Rosie all the time.
I just rock
yeah, you
could
take Rosie
hallway.
All the time, take Kendra whenever you
Rosie,
want.
Kendra.
As long as they don't have another assignment, you're allowed to take them anytime you want. But
yeah,
you do have to keep them busy, so you can't just like have them come sit on the roof. They have to actually work.
So I would be the one walking through the hallway this time?
Yes, but people above your station can still stop you and say, I need you to take a message, or you're still a page.
I will visit you.
You come, let's go.
If I'm allowed to be, if I'm actually a squire and I'm allowed to roam around the castle, at certain times I will come visit you.
Okay, this ends Palace Pages, Episode 1 from the month of October.
Hey.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.